Genesis chapter 38. And it came to pass at that time, that Judah went down from his brothers, and turned in to a certain Adullamite, whose name was Hira. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite, whose name was Shuah, and he took her, and went in to her. And she conceived and gave birth to a son, and he called his name Watchful. And she conceived again, and gave birth to a son, and she called his name Onan Strong. And she yet again conceived, and gave birth to a son, and called his name Shelah, Request, and he was at Chezeb when she gave birth to him. And Judah took a wife for Er his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Judah's firstborn was wicked in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and the Lord Jehovah killed him. And Judah said to Onan, Go in to your brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up descendants for your brother. And Onan knew that the descendants would not be his. And it came to pass when he went in to his brother's wife, that he spilled it the semen on the ground, so that he should not give descendants to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord Jehovah, therefore he killed him also. Then Judah said to Tamar his daughter-in-law, Remain a widow at your father's house, until Shelah my son is grown, because he said, Lest perhaps he die also, as his brothers did. And Tamar went and lived in her father's house. And in process of time the daughter of Shuah Judah's wife died. And Judah was comforted, and went up to his sheep shearers to Timnath, he and his friend Hira, the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, Look, your father-in-law goes up to Timnath to shear his sheep. And she took off her widow's clothes, and covered herself with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place, which is by the road to Timnath, because she saw that Shelah was grown, and she had not been given to him for a wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be a prostitute, because she had covered her face. And he turned to her by the way and said, I ask you, come now, let me come into you, because he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, What will you give me that you may come into me? And he said, I will send you a kid from the flock. And she said, Will you give me a pledge until you send it? And he said, What pledge shall I give you? And she said, Your signet ring, and your bracelets, and your staff that is in your hand. And he gave it to her, and came into her, and she conceived by him. And she arose, and went away, and laid her veil away from her, and put on the clothes of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from the woman's hand, but he could not find her. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, Where is the prostitute, who was openly by the roadside? And they said, There was no prostitute in this place. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of the place said, that there was no prostitute in this place. And Judah said, Let her keep it to herself, that we may not be shamed. Indeed, I sent this kid, and you have not found her. And it came to pass about 3 months afterward, that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has played the prostitute, and also, indeed, she is with child by prostitution. And Judah said, Bring her forth and let her be burnt. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, I am with child by the man to whom these belong. And she said, Discern, I urge ask you, whose are these, the signet ring, and bracelets and staff? And Judah acknowledged them and said, She has been more righteous than I, because I did not give her to Shelah my son. And he did not know her again, sexually. And it came to pass in the time of her labor, that indeed twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she was in labor, that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, This came out first. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand, that indeed his brother came out, and she said, How have you broken forth? This breach is upon you. Therefore his name was called Phares, breach. And afterward his brother came out, who had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zara, risen.